I'm like, do you all not care about your privacy here? Do you, you know, this is, and I don't, they don't, I mean, they've grown up with it and they just.
That's probably true. That's probably true. But I just thought.
It yes,
just,
I come from the day where you know, you had your diary with the lock on it.
You know? That anyone could pick. All the keys were exactly the same.
Touch.
But the concept.
You get your diary, you know.
The concept was there that you thought
from
you had.
Third grade. Jimmy talked to me today. Hide it. Don't let anybody see it.
Hide it. My deepest thoughts.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I'll tell you what, Tim is home today. And so he is down there and he's on the phone with Thatcher on the FaceTime and he's just yelling. Why does he have to just yell? Joni, when we do the fake Tim, hi everybody. Just kidding. Would you like to welcome us? Because this is a very special episode.
Welcome. This is a very special episode. Welcome everybody to Designer Cornbread Podcast episode 200.
Wait, do it again. Oh, I just heard a little cheer. Okay, that was supposed to be more dramatic. I'll have to.
Sorry.
We're trying, you guys. We got nothing. There's no confetti. There's nothing happening. Welcome. Episode 2. I'm sorry. Every time I talk, your mic cuts out. So you're trying to do cute sound effects. I'll have to find some music. But welcome, guys. Episode 200. You didn't think we'd make it, did you?
No.
They hoped we wouldn't. Some of them might have been like,
they don't know why I'm still going. Yeah.
Seven episodes would have been enough. Right. Listen, what I was saying before we got in, my husband is home. It is Labor Day. And he's downstairs and he's FaceTime and Thatcher called. And I talked to him for a minute. But anyway, and he is just yelling into that FaceTime. I don't know why he can't get on a FaceTime or a speaker phone call without just yelling. It drives me crazy. I'll be sitting there and I'm like, shh. I'm like, you don't have to yell. The speaker, yelling doesn't make it go over the airwaves. It's he can hear you. He's not yelling. No one's yelling. You're yelling. Gosh.
He's always yelling. Tim's just loud. He's naturally loud.
Well, he is. And that's the thing. He gets louder. And I'm just like, dude, it makes it to where I'm just like, you have to quiet, like, stop, tone it down. Like if I'm in the same room, I'm like, and it just progressively gets louder. I'm up here upstairs. Now it's quiet now. Oh no, it's not. I can hear. I'm upstairs. I can hear him. Like almost I can hear the words. You guys, it's been a long 4-day weekend. I'm ready for him to go back to work. Love you, Pook. I do. Actually, we had a really great weekend, just putzing around home, and we had a very enjoyable time together. But now I'm like, okay. So tell me about your weekend.
Well, my weekend consisted of John Garrett coming home, mm-hmm. and bringing about five guys from camp home with him.
Okay.
And I have cooked, and I have cleaned, and I have cooked. And I have cleaned, and I have cooked, and I have cleaned. Okay. So, anyway, no, it was great. You know, good to have, you know, you get all the camp stories and you hear all the crazy stuff. So they all got here Friday night and, you know, I said, John Garrett, since people are going to be coming in at different times, should we just order pizza or do you want me to, you know, cook a lasagna or something? Of course, he chose cook a lasagna.
Of course, he wants his mama's lasagna.
So, and then they all came in and, you know, from Alabama, North Carolina, you know.
Oh, wow.
Tennessee. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it was a whole crew of them. And then, so Saturday was just pool day and football day. And, you know, I love opening day of football. Ask me if I got to see any of it.
Oh, Joni. Now, you should have just sat yourself down.
Well, anyway. And then Sunday we went to the lake. And
fun.
We tubed and we kneeboarded and we rode wave runners and
fun.
You know, had the big wrestling mat that floats on the water. Mm-hmm, and so it was a lot of fun Sunday. And then came back and grilled burgers for everybody. And they all went home this morning.
Okay, good. Well, I figured you were going to be, almost texted you earlier to say, I can do earlier if you want. And I thought, no, I bet you she's getting people off and getting sheets pulled. And
yes, I've been washing sheets.
That's what I figured.
And yeah.
Thought I'd let you catch your breath.
Caleb is coming home Wednesday night. So I've got to get his bed redone. Uh-huh. And then, we're going to Chattanooga next weekend. And then Ron has a client that's coming sometime during the next week. So we're going to have to get it all turned up.
My goodness, she's running a bed and breakfast, y'all.
I am.
Joni and B's Mama, Airbnb.
Mama G, I just want to go on record and tell you that I'm sorry for all the times we've invaded you.
Listen, and I believe you always said, oh, I just want to be like Mama G when I grow up. And now it's happened. And now you're regretting those words.
she didn't, you know, inform me very well.
You know what she also did, though, very well? What did Mama G do very well? Many things.
Yes.
But she would be present and hanging with us.
Yes, she was.
For sure. So take that note of encouragement, and that's part of what we loved. So they love it when you hang.
I did. Now, I will say this, where I am not Phyllis Garrett. At about 9 o'clock, I looked at all the guys and said, gentlemen, I am going to retire to my room.
Yeah, that's true.
Mama G never retired to her room. She hung
with it. No, she stayed up. She stayed in it. She did. You're right. And I'd be the same way. I'm like, come. It depends on the crew. But when you've got multiple days, especially, it's kind of like, no.
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, I would cook and I'd clean and then I'd go hang in the pool with them and I hung up, you know, and you know, the lake, you know how tired you are.
Oh my goodness.
After the lake. And then I had to come home and cook for them. And I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yes. Gotta go to bed, which that's fair. That's reasonable. That's where we are. Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a really perfect Labor Day weekend though.
Really was. It was great. It's great to have everybody. And, but I am now coming into homecoming week.
Oh,
so I'm coming into homecoming week and I believe that our health inspector is going to show up this week.
Oh,
I'm not sure, but it's the
rumor.
Time is right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, then when the vice principal said, what day are y'all cooking this week? I said, for sure Wednesday. And he said, okay, because I've got your evaluation. I'm just going to come when you're cooking. So I may have the evaluation and the health inspector and homecoming week.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. That's, you know, just get it all done at one time. That sounds horrible. Well, you just have to be really good this week and you can just trick them all. It'd be like, this week's great.
Well, okay, let me just say September is going to be so crazy. And I mean, John Garrett is like, Mom, are you coming down for a game? And I'm looking at weekends and I'm going, John Garrett, I don't think I have a weekend.
A weekend. Isn't that crazy?
Already, it's fall. But anyway, but there's the last week in September. I have 3 events in 3 days.
Oh, my word.
And that Saturday, I'm going to collapse. And then we're going into fall break, like that next week.
Mm.
But I'm making the whirlwind tour. We're going to spend the night with you Friday, and we're going to Iowa. We're going to Minnesota. We're coming back down through Branson, just because that's a good halfway spot.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, and then we're coming home.
That'll be nice though, because it'll be fall. It'll be better weather. Everything will be starting to, you know, it won't be all turned yet, but everything will be starting to feel like fallish. And if you're, you know, If you're going to do a road trip, that's a good time.
Yeah, and going farther north, it should be.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the further north you go, it'll be really fall. Okay, all right, that'll be good.
Yeah, because that first week in October, it doesn't feel fall.
No.
And that's where I am today, too. Labor Day is over. This is, you know, it's where we recognize, it's not the official day of fall, but this is where we recognize the end of summer is mm-hmm. after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I can start getting my pumpkins out. I can start getting all this, you know, start decorating for fall. But I'm sitting here going, when it's 110 degrees outside.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't feel like getting my pumpkins out. I don't feel like drinking cinnamon coffee yet.
I know, you're exactly right. But yet inside me, I want that. I am wanting that. Like I wanted to go get a new fall candle, which I don't even do candles very much, but I'm like, ooh, I could really do something like that. And I thought the same. I did get a new, I got a really cute mat, doormat for outside our side door. I need to do one for the front, but I don't, anyway. And it's real cute. It's got, it's like green, kind of buffalo, I don't know, like kind of a green and white kind of plaid background. And then it's just got orange pumpkins kind of scattered all over it. And it's really cute.
Aww.
But I haven't done anything for the front, kind of the same reasons. Cause this year I'm like, I think I'll do some mums again. I didn't do anything last year. Like I go, it just depends, but I'm like, I want to get some mum, but I'm like you, it's too hot. I'm not getting them now.
Yeah, no. Cause it's
I'll just
too
have
hot.
To water them every dang day.
You know, and I'm looking at when can I go down to the pumpkin patch? You
right. Know, they won't even be ready yet.
But I'm going to be gone that whole week in October, that first week of October. Mm. And we'll get back. We are going to come back Saturday because I just have to have a day before
yes.
school.
Yes.
We'll come back Saturday, but I don't want to get back from there. And then Sunday go to the pumpkin patch. But I don't want to buy all that stuff when I'm not going to be here to water my mums and,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this might just be a year where you just don't do very much out. I mean, I've had years like that for sure where I haven't done, I don't think I did a thing last year. I think I put my orange berry kind of wreath on our door and yeah. I think that's about it. You know, so if you're not going to be around to enjoy it, and that this time of life, it's like that. We're gone a lot.
And then but I do have like the rest of October after that.
Yes.
I just have to go, I don't know. And maybe I could go down after school one day.
Yeah, maybe you could. And just do a little bit, like just maybe not do as much, just do some pumpkins to give it that cute feel, you know, all your little, you've got pillows and little things that you like to put out that'll look cute, change your wreath and that you're done.
Mm.
And then we roll into Christmas. I mean, you know how it is.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear you. I'm in the mood in mentally. I'm there, but it's been too hot. Let me give you a wildlife update.
Okay.
We've had some wildlife at our house this week. So I think it was Friday or Saturday. Tim worked from home on Friday. So like I said, he's been home for 4 days. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, so I think it was Friday. And I was painting and doing stuff by my little paint by numbers, listening to my murder investigations. And I saw out of the corner of my eye out the window, something blurry and brown or whatever. And usually it's a squirrel or a rabbit, you know, or we've got some neighborhood cats and things. And I look up and I couldn't, Joni, at first I couldn't, and this is nothing extraordinary, except it was really cute, but I couldn't tell what it was at first because it was all kind of conglomerated together. And I'm like, is that a cat dragging something? What is that? It was a mama raccoon and three baby raccoons running across our yard together.
Oh, look at that sweet thing.
It was pretty cute. I'm not going to lie. And the baby ones were kind of, you know, big enough that they just looked like little mini raccoons. And the mama had to stop and let them catch up and get one. And then they just scooted up the hill into the thing. So we've seen raccoons. We've seen not a ton though. And, their little footprints on the trash can and stuff, but this was a mama and her three babies. And then
baby raccoons are so cute.
They are the baby raccoon. They're very cute. They really are. They were so cute, and how they were like running behind. It was like, oh my gosh. So I yelled at Tim. I said, come look, come look. Thank goodness our dog wasn't out there, but I don't think they would have come across if he had been out there, to be honest. And then yesterday, Joni, I woke up and I was just laying in the bed, lounging for a little bit and drinking coffee. And I'm looking outside my window and I just see a lot of bugs flying around. Like a lot, like I can just see all over the yard. I just see a lot of bugs flying, and I'm like, are those flies? Are those bees? What is going on? There's a ton of these things flying around. So Tim came in the room, and I said, Tim, look at all these bugs buzzing around. He said, have you seen the bees? And I said, is that what those are? He said, there's a ton of bees on our neighbor's on a pole of one of their fence posts, and it was like a swarm of bees had.
So they're migrating and they're resting.
That's what I looked. Okay. Cause we have never had this before. And I'm like, there were so many buzzing around and I'm like, what the heck? And then you could see on the column of the, fence post, they were just coated. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then all over our trash bins, you know, and I knew enough to know, I said, this looks like a swarm. So either they're looking for a new place to build a home or they're whatever. But I said, I think they might go away. And I looked it up and sure enough, that was one of the things it said was they could just be resting, give it a couple of days. And if they don't go away by then, or you notice them starting to like make a honeycomb, they're like, call your local beekeepers and they'll come get them. I'm like, well, that's... Yeah. I don't know any beekeepers, but I might. Anyways.
Yeah, I've seen them like coat, like there's a car, like they'll coat the entire backside of like a car or
yes.
something. And it's just, they're just resting.
They're just, that's what it said. They might just be kind of taking a break and resting. And I thought, there was definitely a lot, but it wasn't like when you see them cover the whole back of those cars. I've seen those too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I would just absolutely, I don't know what, but, so yeah, that was our adventure yesterday. Now that I looked out today and they were still on the pole some, but less, and then even less now, I think they're probably mostly gone. But I was like, oh my gosh, we've had bees, we've had raccoons, we had a deer the other week. It's just wild America over here.
I will tell you, do you know what is one of the most surprisingly cute baby animals that I've seen?
I do know, I think, but they turn out ugly later.
Ugly is the possum.
The possum. Yes.
They are the cutest little babies.
They are so cute.
But they grow into some ugly mugs.
They are terrifying when they're grown. I remember as a kid, we live in the city, like, in the suburb, but like you, and as a kid, I even lived closer into the city, but it had a big yard and lots of trees and all that. We had a screened in side porch. You remember that side porch?
I do.
Where my daddy would make us breakfast and let us sit out. Okay. We had a screened in little side porch. And I remember one time going out there one night or something and turning on a light or seeing, and there was a possum just stuck to the screen, like looking in.
They are so ugly.
It scared me to death. Up on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, I was traumatized by the opossum. So, yeah, but the little babies are super cute.
They are very cute.
Super, super cute. So, I'm trying to think. Well, we were, like I said, we had a really good weekend. I'm teasing about Tim going away, but just putzing around. I did last week, I had to, you know, talking about feeling like fall, there's nothing like putting in Halloween inventory into your vintage booth when it is literally 100 degrees and you're sweating and yet you're putting, and yeah. People are buying it. So I'm like, I get it. It's retail. It's a different world. But I'm like, it was so hot and I'm in there schlepping Halloween stuff and fall stuff in. But, you know, everyone's ready. We're all ready for it.
We're all ready. We're ready for the big cool down to come. Mm-hmm. So I do have a website issue I need to address, I guess.
Okay.
I did get the title of last week's show.
Oh, okay.
into the website.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have revamped something, and I've got to get Ron to look at it.
Oh, okay.
When I would go in to try to build the show notes and all of that, it would say, you know, and I'd go to hit set, you know, it's like, you may lose your changes. I was like, what is going on? Anyway, the whole thing's different, but I have not had one moment to do any technology.
Anything. Gotcha. So gotcha. Well, you know, I'm seeing it didn't even post. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. I don't even see it posting on Spotify. So I'll have to go in and look at it too. Okay. It gave me fits too. And I texted Ron about it. And he said that it had done an update, and then then it made sense for me, but I hadn't even checked back. You guys, we're professionals here, clearly.
Look, when my technology changes on me, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm out.
It could take us out, you guys. It could take. So we don't even have an episode up on Spot. I'm so glad. Look at me looking at it. I'll have to look at our website because maybe it posted there, because we've had issues with Spotify in the past too, you guys. They still are only showing like, I mean, I don't even know. They're not even showing all our episodes. Again, this is episode 200, and they've messed up a bunch of stuff on there. So do better. But okay, that's fine. We'll look at it and see if that can get posted. Yeah, because that episode was good. It was all about Dolly. People have to hear it.
About Dolly and Timmy's crotch rocket.
Oh, that's right. You guys, it was a good episode. You cannot miss. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. We might get dinged for.
I didn't post.
maybe not. Maybe we're in Spotify jail. I don't know.
But anyway, I had Tuesday was my day to get everything done, and then it screwed up. And from there, for the rest until now.
Once you're behind, I hear you, because I have my day that I do the stuff. And then, like you said, if you miss that opportunity and stuff like that. So we will get on that, guys. Never fear. we hope. I mean, by we mean Ron. hopefully look at that and help us out. I'll go look on the website and see. Maybe, like I said, a Spotify. But still, I mean, that's where a lot of people hear it. So we will check on that. Speaking of social media, there was the funniest thing I saw the other day. I don't think I told you about this. Sometimes I went on Facebook, which should always, and this isn't anything bad. Like, this isn't anything that got me riled up. I just sometimes wonder, what are people thinking? Like, I just don't understand what goes through people's minds. So I was on there. I was probably checking on our post or something. Anyway, I was on there, Joni. I'll have to pull it up because I took a screenshot of it so I can at least show you so you can enjoy. And I was just scrolling through as one does. And there was a post by somebody. It doesn't even matter. It's not even anyone I know very well. I think like we used to, kids went to the same school or something, like very, very random. And hang on, where is it? Oh my gosh, it was so funny. That's the one you guys sent me. And anyway, they posted a picture. Oh, wait, that's my murder investigation. Okay, keep going. They posted a picture of their family. And it says, I was very happy to have all my children in the same place at the same time yesterday. It lasted for about 3 hours. And then in parentheses, someone requested that I not share faces on Facebook. Sigh. If you see me in person, I'll show you the original pic. Joni, this person posted a picture and just blocked out every person's face in the picture.
That's hilarious.
Is that not the funniest thing you've ever seen? You guys, there's 11 people in this picture. Oh, they have a lot of kids. There's 11 people in this picture, all sitting on the front porch of this step, all sitting out there. And this person has blurred out, scribbled over all the faces, like a big dot. So all you see in the picture is just these legs and bodies with these big dot faces, but they went ahead and posted. And I thought, what? And I understand, listen. And back in the day when Facebook first started, remember how you just wrote stuff? You didn't even put pictures. Like, you would just say, I'm so happy to have my, you know, family home. And you would just say it. And that's fine. I love that she was happy. I love that all her kids were home. And And that's great. But the fact that she posted a picture and then blacked out everybody's face, I just thought, you have lost the plot. Like, just don't post a picture or post a picture of you yourself, like smiling because you're happy. You're happy, you know?
I now get on Facebook first thing in the morning and just tell people happy birthday.
Oh,
I don't. I'm not on it anymore.
No, I mean, neither. Except I talk about it when I make fun of it, which.
And you know, I mean, I'll see something here and there or whatever, but I really am setting myself free from social media.
Yes. It's a wonderful freeing experience because man, anytime I go over there, it's so funny. This kind of encapsulates it for me, let alone the fact that like, it's like, I don't know, people just feel much freer on Facebook to get into like arguments and that's not as much on other ones. It's, I'm sure still there, but you don't see it as much. But stuff like this, where you're just like, nobody can see them.
It's a privacy issue. I mean, all the privacy issues now, of course, the kids don't care. I mean, they're just like, yeah, whatever, they listen to us, they do this, they do that, you know. I mean, like the new Meta glasses coming out that have, you know, facial. I'm like, do you all not care about your privacy here? You know, this is. They've grown up with it. And
I know that's probably true. That's probably true. But I just thought it just
comes from the day where you had your diary with the lock on it.
You know? That anyone could pick. All the keys were exactly the same. But the concept,
you did your diary, you know,
the concept was there that you thought
from
you
third
had privacy.
Grade. Jimmy talked to me today. Hide it. Don't let anybody see it.
Hide it. My deepest thoughts. You guys. Yeah, that's probably true. I guess everything's just out there now. Oh, it just made me giggle.
A cat. Lock it up.
Lock it up. Nobody can see this. That's so great. Oh, speaking of childhood, you know, I thought the other day, this is something, I don't know if you noticed this, and maybe it's not true there, but there is something that I realized the other day that was always, all summer long, I would see that I don't see anymore in people's yards, and that is a sprinkler.
Oh, mine's been going constantly.
Listen, up here, nobody does sprinklers in there. Now, I know people that have their sprinkler systems, you know, in the newer attached, but like my whole, like, and we used to too, even like, you know, back in the day, I guess we just don't care about our grass really. We're not big grass caring people, but you used to growing up, it was a big thing. Remember having to go out and move the sprinkler?
I still do.
Yeah. You move the sprinkler. You would sprinkle, kids would play in sprinklers. Neighbors would always have, you know, there'd always be a sprinkler going. You'd have to dodge the sidewalk. I have not seen a sprinkler in a yard. I don't know when.
Calm down.
I know.
No, one, it's been so while. I told John Garrett, I said, please tell your friends I've just given up on my plants.
Well, they don't care.
I know they don't.
They don't care.
Like I threw my ferns away.
Oh, they got too crispy, huh?
It's just been so, I mean, yeah. And it's now that I'm back in school, I mean, I'm not watering in the morning and at night, and I'm, you know, it's, you're good if you're getting one today in there. Mm-hmm. But when it's, you know, 115 degree heat index, you got to be morning. I mean, you got to be watering morning, noon, and night.
Well,
and
at least, yeah, every day. Mine have done okay, but I've been on it having to water them. And the toad garden is doing well. I saw the toad again the other day. It was very exciting. So Peepo is thriving. But yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's just funny. I thought I haven't seen a sprinkler, an old fashioned sprinkler in a long time. So I may have to bring that back, but that was just random. We need to talk about football for a minute just because we're excited that you want to talk about your Bulldogs.
So Mississippi State won. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so, it was great. You know, of course, this opening day, you know, it's a lot of gimmies.
Oh, right. It's like, yeah, it should be.
Right. Right. So, but still, it's good to start the season with a win. I did see, you know, some of the Mississippi State game. Some, I just, of course, they are all gathered around. We have the, you know, the TV outside on mm-hmm. the patio, and everybody's gathered around there. And I finally just got up and went and got in the pool because, again, it was hot.
Yeah. And so you could hear it.
Yeah. Well, I could see it actually.
Oh, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but it's not like, I'm excited for next weekend because I'll be at Caleb's, and I know we will be locked in, you know, when,
oh yeah,
got that many people and you're so, honestly, I was not locked in. I was not.
No. Next week you'll be able to like sit in the big recliny couch and in the air conditioning and just like dedicate to that. So that'll be a really good time. Yeah, you're right. It was a good beginning. They, you know, you just like to see the quarterback that stepped in from last year. Taylor, is that his name? Kamaru? You would know better. But he looks really good and is off to a good start. So I didn't, you know, I watched it, but I didn't lock in either. Like,
and I will say Nick Saban has said he's the one to watch.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, he was so promising in the last year and now into this year.
So hopefully we'll keep him, you know, the way that college football is now. It's no good.
Speaking of which, I just have a couple things to say. And then I'm not going to talk about Lane Kiffin the rest of the season. Yeah. That's my goal. That's my intent. That's my goal. I think I sent you a thing for, I mean, of course, they had a huge victory, LSU. And again, I love LSU. I mean, great. They won a big game, but it did rain. They had a big, huge rain delay. And that was the Lord saying, giving a sign that you need to straighten up. So I reminded my husband because he, first of all, I made him, because the game was on at the same time, LSU Clemson, which was supposed to be the best game of the weekend, really. I mean, in terms of matchup, that was kind of the only one that was like, yeah, you know, maybe. Anyway, and so that morning Tim was like, "You ready for football?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm excited, you know." And he said, LSU Clemson. And I said, I'm watching Mississippi State on the big TV. You can go in your little office on your little computer screen and watch that game because I'm not watching that game. And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "No, I ain't doing it. I ain't watching it. First, number one, State is on at the same time. And I just want to see how they're doing. And secondly, I'm not giving that man any more attention." And right. Then the rain delay kept happening. So by the time I was ready for bed, that game was just about had gotten underway. So I felt pretty good about that. The thing I had to remind, because Tim's like, "Why? What?" And I told him, you know, he'd heard me talk about it. We talked about it last week some. And I guess for those of you, since our episode didn't come out, you didn't even hear me talk about the whole kerfuffle. But anyway, the whole kerfuffle with the NFL signed players coming back on his team and all this kind of jazz. Well, lest you all forget, I would like to throw in one other reminder. While, of course, this chaos is going on, he ended up not playing them. I believe they're rostered, but he did not play them. And again, we discussed if there was eligibility issues, then as the head coach from Ole Miss last year, which two of these players played for, he probably should have helped them understand that. And as they did with their quarterback from last year, what's his name? Chamberlain? What's his name?
I have no idea.
The one from last year that was good. And he got another year of eligibility and they got that all figured out last year. Like, so he knew there was a big case about it. It was kind of a thing. My point is, lest we all forget, this is the coach that left his team last year, right before the playoffs.
And took everybody with him.
And took coaching with him. And took play. This is the coach that y'all are going back to play for. Who's doing all this shenanigans and all this chaos. Who left his team last year right before the playoffs.
I will say that all of the kids who are here this weekend, they have zero respect for the man. They have no, you know, nothing good to say about him. at all?
No, I don't know how you really can. And I'm not denying you might be a talented coach, but and all that. But part of, you know, again, part of coaching is being, and they're not all, I understand, but he is not showing good leadership to these young men. He's showing you can just bail whenever you feel like it, whenever the money's better, whenever, whatever, whatever. You can just bail. You can bend the rules. You can do all this stuff. And the other thing I saw, which made me laugh out loud, was an interview with one of the LSU players. I think it was Will Weeks. There's a couple of Weeks brothers that is a phenomenal LSU player. He's been on the team for a couple of years. And last name is Weeks, and he's a great player. Anyway, he had an interview, and he was saying how, because last week I told you how Kiffin had talked to his leadership council of his team and asked them, like, well, what do you guys want to do? You know, do you want it or not? And they were like, they were all like, yeah, this is great. Let's do it. We want to win. And then Kiffin was like, yeah, you know, I mean, that's what they want to get to the next level, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so this guy is interviewing and he said, yeah, coach came to us. So he's on this leadership council. He's one of their star players. And he talked to us and, you know, that's what we all wanted to do. Let me remind you all who he's dating. Oh, that's right. Lane Kiffin's daughter. So let me just throw those things in so that as we're in the mix of all this, we can just kind of go, you're going to your leadership council of your players, one of which is dating your daughter. And also I have news for you. The players don't get to make the rules of the company. The SEC gets to make the rules of the conference that they, and then their university gets to make the rules. The players don't get to go, yeah, that's what we want. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. So I was just, again, completely aghast and like, what is actually even happening?
So I have rider driver forms where I can send kids to the store when I need to send kids.
Yep.
To the store. And I do like to send them in twos because it's crazy world anyway. So
yeah.
I have a very small second period class. And so I sent a guy and two girls because we had a lot to get and all that. Well, he comes to me the next day. He said, Mishinka, I can't take girls to the store with me anymore. I said, why? He said, my girlfriend didn't like them in the car with, didn't
oh.
like them. And I said, I will tell you right now, your girlfriend does not tell me how I run my class. And if I want to send, if I need to send girls to the store with you, I will send girls to the store with you.
There you go.
Wait, I was like,
this is not the inmates running the asylum.
I was like going to the grocery store.
You're going
store.
To a grocery store because the teacher told
not
you to.
To a movie together. You are not, you know,
no.
You're not going to Inspiration Point to park.
With Potsy.
Yeah, you know, with Potsy.
With Potsy and Ralph Mouth. That's not what's happening.
And when I was like, your girlfriend is not telling me how to run my class.
Right. Your girlfriend isn't teaching here right now. So I know. It just
if it's big of a trust problem, then y'all need to break up.
You need to work it out. Right. You figure that out. That's on you. I don't know what to do with that, but that's on you.
Anyway.
It's just too much for my mind. And the other thing that did come to mind too, and I don't know how this would all, you know, again, we'll have to wait and see if they actually, and any other teams too, but if they play some of these former pro players, if they actually play, well, being on the roster is one thing. If they actually play, then I'm sitting here going, Joni, what are they going to do in the playoffs? Because you know how it's a little better now how, cause they've expanded the playoffs. So there's more teams that can get in based on their record and stuff. But the college football playoffs, like it's always a little bit of like subjective, you know, like how they decide who's ranked and who go. So you're telling me that teams, you see what I'm saying? Like there's going to be lawsuits everywhere. If they play, if another college team plays against LSU, and they play their former pro players, come playoff time when all those records matter and the rankings matter, they're going to be like, hey, wait a minute. We had to play them.
Wow.
And we had to do this. And does that game count? Because they really, and it's going to be a disaster.
Well, they've ruined college football.
Well, I'm not going to let him ruin the whole thing.
I mean, not just this thing. I mean, before.
Right.
Players, the portal, all of this stuff. They have ruined college football.
Yeah. And it's led to, you're exactly right. That's all led to what we're in now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, again, Ole Miss has enough money. And I'm not picking. I apologize. I'm going to have to apologize to all of our dear Ole Miss friends. Because this isn't what anybody wants for you or your teams. But when they have enough money to go put Heisman Trophy promotions on the dome in Vegas, what's happening? What are you talking about?
Well, and this...
Go to class.
I will say this, right. Look.
Go to class.
Got a scholarship. I mean, this is my pet peeve because, I'm at high school and I see this and I see, you know, people pumping these high school kids up for, and I had a kid who he was Hardin County good. I mean, he was good for our team. But across the state, there's 1,000 more like him.
Right. You know? Sure. Yeah.
But they had pumped him so full, he thought for sure. I mean, he was 100%. He was going to go to Northeast Mississippi Junior College, get on their football team, and he'd be so good that Mississippi State or Ole Miss would want him. He'd be so good there that he'd get drafted.
Yeah.
This is how he had his luck. I am the one who looked at him. Now, they're not promoting academics. Nobody's doing this. This is your actual way out of what you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, son, you have an 11 on your ACT. You're not going to junior college. This is it. These are your glory days, you know, and this is, and so I'm sitting there going, it is so rare. I mean, the percentage is so small that anybody is even going to go play college football.
Oh, right.
If they
let alone at an elite program.
Right. If they play college football, they are not, you know, the percentage gets even smaller to them getting drafted by the NFL. And so for me, I'm sitting here going, we need to be in the business of building men and not football players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you do both? Yeah, but
yeah, you can.
But what I'm seeing is football, 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 screw academics.
Right.
That is truly their way out of the situation that they may be in.
It could be. It absolutely could be. You're right. And that's that. Right. And I know we've talked about this before, but that's the thing. Yeah, go ahead.
And life skills. I mean, just, you know, and it's all we're doing is teaching them like what Lane Kiffin is teaching them, that it's okay to lie, cheat, and steal.
To get to that next level. And I'm like, that is the thing. And I mean, I don't know how to fix it because I don't know if the horse is just out of the gate and there's no, I think they could get some stuff back. But again, like you made a good point earlier, you know, they should get, and these players work very, very hard in college. You know, these teams, it is more than definitely a full-time job on top of what they're doing. They bring a lot of income into the school, the games, into the towns. I mean, I understand that in a sense it is a business, and I want them to, you know, get that recognition, and they should get, if they're very good, like you said, their schooling paid for, their housing paid for, a stipend for what they need, all the medical and physical therapy, you know, they should get that all through school.
If their meals paid for,
they should, full ride.
I am good for, yes, full.
I'm 100% for that.
To come and get an education, you're playing football to get an education, to have all of this paid.
And you are not a professional.
I will go a step further and say, if ESPN, I mean, like these gaming systems, if they use their likeness on video games, then I think they need to be paid for that. I mean, that's if a company is going to,
right,
you know, profit off of that. And I'm not talking about education. I'm not talking about schooling. but like the ESPN games or the AA, whatever video games that my kids have played, if they're using their likeness, then they should be paid for that. Whether that comes in a, like a trust that they get when they graduate, I'm okay with that, you know, whatever, but I am 100% against paying players to come play for your college team.
Yeah. Because that's created the mess we're in.
It's created.
Because those guys that had to, that did not get signed on the teams, you know, they signed with an NFL, they have a contract. I don't think they got drafted, but they did sign. You know, and then they didn't make the roster. So now they can make a ton of money. They can make really great money going back and playing for the junior league here, which is college football, which again, it's just, I'm sorry what, you know, fair and all that kind of stuff. But listen, that's what created this mess. If you weren't paying them and they had to be a full student and they had already graduated and they were done, they wouldn't come back to do that. They would move on. Or look to get, you know, do whatever they need to do to try to continue to pursue the NFL. But it's just like this option now is there with all this money. And it's just, yeah, I don't like it. And that's, but I'm still determined. I'm going to enjoy this football season. And I'm not going to let certain people poop on my parade. So it might be tough. He's got to stop doing dumb stuff. But I just wanted to remind everyone that that was the coach that left his team last year right before the playoffs. So this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. So moving on. What else? Let's see. What time is it? Oh, I bet it's about time. It's probably time for your recipe.
All right.
Unless there's anything else that was just breaking news that you had to get out.
If it did not involve cooking and cleaning this week.
There was no breaking news.
No breaking news.
It's fair.
Nothing.
That's fair.
Okay. So what did I do with my recipe? Let me put it over here. Okay. So September, I asked you last week what you thought of with September, and we both were apples. And as far as food goes, right now I love a good cold apple cider and all of, you know, that's for me. September is all the apples. Mm-hmm. So I have an apple boot cake.
A boot?
What?
There's a hole in it.
An apple cake with caramel icing.
Ooh.
Okay. So for your cake, you need 2 cups of granulated sugar, 1.5 cups of vegetable oil, 3 large eggs. Go ahead and just lightly beat those. 1/2 cup of apple cider, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 2 to 2.5 cups of apples, and go ahead, you're going to peel, core, and dice those, and then 1 cup of chopped pecans. And your glaze is 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 cup of dark brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla. All right. So,
okay.
Ready?
Yes.
So you're going to preheat your oven to 325 degrees, and then grease 12-cup bundt pan.
Bundt? Sorry, we won't stop, guys. We won't stop.
With nonstick cooking spray or butter. I don't like the cooking sprays. There's some that are better, but it is, you may need to use the cooking spray for the
bundt pans are hard to, and it depends on how, if it's a simple bundt pan, but yeah, that's hard to get in there.
They're hard to do. There are some that have like flour in them, you know, that's... spray and the flour. So anyway, it needs to be very well greased.
It does. Yeah. Right.
So get that all prepped up. And then you are going to beat your sugar, your oil, your eggs together until that's all smooth. Then mix in the apple cider and the vanilla and get that all evenly combined. And then in another bowl, You're going to mix together. You're going to whisk your flour, your baking soda, your salt, your cinnamon, your ginger, and your nutmeg. Get all that combined good. And then gradually start adding the flour mixture to the sugar mixer. To the sugar mixture and beat that well. And then fold in your apples and your pecans. And then you're just going to pour it in your prepared wolt pan. I don't know what we're talking about. You have to go watch my big fat Greek wedding.
Yes, that is what you have to go watch.
You will learn the boot pan.
There's a hole in it.
Hole in it. They just put the flour in
it. My gosh. You fixed it. It's so good. Okay.
All right. And then go ahead and you're going to bake it for about an hour to an hour and 20 minutes. Now, this is, you know, it's just a thick cake. So it could take an hour, could be a whole hour and 20. This is where you're going to have your skewer, you know, to stick in wooden skewer and just, you know, you're just going to check it.
Because the apples, they add a lot of moisture as it bakes. So yeah. Okay.
So as it'll release, it just takes a while. Remove that when it's done, take it out of the oven and cool in the pan on a wire rack for about 15 minutes. That will keep it from falling apart when you release it.
Okay.
And then you're going to invert it, you know, onto a cake plate and cool it completely.
Okay.
Cool. Then you're going to make your glaze and you are going to bring your condensed milk, your brown sugar to a boil, and then just keep whisk of that constantly. Reduce your heat and simmer for about 8 minutes. Again, you're going to whisk that constantly, take off the heat, and then you're going to stir in your butter and vanilla. And then you're going to just drizzle that over your cake.
Mm.
And it is slap your mama good.
That sounds good. And that sounds like that could be for breakfast, like a coffee cake.
It's a coffee cake.
I think that's a breakfast cake.
Ellie and I are always looking for cake for breakfast, that almond cake we had for breakfast.
Well, it is. It's a breakfast. It's a coffee cake or a Danish. You know, those are all breakfast cakes.
You eat it with coffee. It's a coffee cake.
Exactly. I don't want to see the problem. Oh, that sounds really good. That's a good one. Love it. Love a good apple cake because I'm not a big apple pie. I don't love fruit pies very much. Like I like a cobbler. I do like a berry cobbler or a peach cobbler, but I'm not a big apple, but an apple cake, I do enjoy.
I think I put it on here. I have an apple pie recipe that I really like because it's not that congealed.
Okay.
It has a cream base to it.
Oh, that's interesting.
A strudel on top of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's more.
I'll look and see if I put it. If not, you may have that next week.
Now, when I went to school up in Michigan, and I guess other places I'm sure do this as well, but I did not realize I remember we were out to eat at some restaurant late some night, my friends and we ordered pie, or someone ordered apple pie, and they asked, do you want cheese on that? And I was like,
yeah,
what the, that's a Northern.
That is a Northern thing.
Danish, whatever Dutch thing. Cause I was like, cheese. And they're like,
ice cream.
Yeah. I'm like ice cream on the side, a la mode, whatever. But no, they'd give you like a slice of sharp cheddar cheese on that, if you want that on your pie. And I was like, well, no, I don't want that, but I can see how that would be good. But I was aghast. I was like, what is happening? So
cheese.
Anyway, well, that sounds like a very good recipe. It's my top three this week, right?
Top three.
It is.
Okay, good. I have three really good items this week. They're all kind of, makeup, body care kind of things. They're just things that I've been using that I have genuinely really loved. So the first thing is an eye corrector cream, like a color correcting, you know, not a concealer per se, because it's a little more of a color corrector, a little oranger, but it's by Dermatology is the brand. And it's their eye corrector, and it comes in like a little pump with, you know, those cooling metal tip, those smoothie metal tip things. Those feel so good. It's got one of those. So you put it out, then you can gently glide it on. And I get the color tan. There's different colors. Cause again, I'm using it as a color corrector. So it's kind of an orangey color, but that's That's the point. And it blends in just fine. But it's got a bunch of what I like about it is it's full of skincare, like eye care serum kind of ingredients. So it's like you're getting your really good eye kind of care. And I think it's an SPF like 41, which whatever. But it's very nice and it does a really good job under our eyes. As we get to be a certain age, guys, you have to be really careful what you put under there because things can go awry. So it's really good. Comes in different colors. The second makeup is a combo. You actually are getting a 2-for-1 here, guys. It's a makeup combo that I have been loving all summer long. I know I told you about another cream makeup the other day. This one is Bare Minerals. It's their Complexion Rescue Luminous Skin Tint Stick. Now they have a tube that's the liquid and it's a tinted moisturizer, which I have used. I used that a while back because anyway, and it's good too. But this was before they came out with this stick one. So it's in a stick cream. It's a very thin, I just put it all wherever. And then I take a really dense brush and kind of pat it in, smooth around. And it's really good. It's light coverage, but like it's enough. And I don't know what it is about it. Again, it's got good skincare ingredients in it. I think I'm all about that right now. Like if I'm going to put stuff on my face, I want it to have all the serums and peptide, all the things. And it goes on so nicely. It is a very luminous finish, which I do like a dewy finish, but sometimes that can be a little much, which so you can go and powder down. But here's the second part. So that stick. And then on top of that, I put Laura Geller Baked Balance and Brighten Color Correcting Foundation. Now this is a powder foundation, which is crazy. You're thinking, what the heck? I got this a while back. I have it in two colors. And I think I wasn't sure how I felt about it, like on its own. But they're these powder in a compact, and they're these lovely marbly swirly. She does beautiful, these foundation and then her blushes. I'm not a big blush person, but I do have the bronzer. They're really well done. People rave about them. You have to order them online. They're not in the store, like in the Ulta or anything like that. But it's the Baked Balance and Brighten foundation. With this right now, I'm using medium, but there's different. And there's a brush that goes with it that's nice, this dense kind of kabuki, and it's actually a nice little travel brush. All I'm saying is I put on the Bare Minerals stick, get that around. Then I take this big kind of dense brush into this powder, and I just kind of touch it, and I get that all pressed in around on top of that, and it's magic. It covers everything. It leaves the nicest finish. It stays all day. Like, that's the thing, because those skin tinty, like, they don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't stay.
Yeah. You need it to stay. So this is what I do when I want it to, if I don't really care, I might just use the stick and then do a little bit of powder on the shinies and be done. But like, if I'm just doing it as my makeup, this powdered kind of foundation, I don't do too much. Like I just sort of dip it, you know, do a big tap on the, and it's not a loose powder. I'm sorry. I don't know if I said that. It's a pressed baked powder. So you're not getting a ton, but, and you just kind of brush that all in on top of it. And it's an amazing combo. And I love and adore it. And I forget every time. And then I get stuck on it. And for travel, like, that's just super easy. It's nothing liquid. You can pack it. It's amazing. So I highly recommend. All right. The last thing is something that I've wanted to try for a while. And I see it at the store when I would go to Sephora and whatnot. And I'm always like, oh, I kind of want to try that. But I don't know. I don't think those are going to work very well. And it's the Salt and Stone. I don't know if you've seen that brand. I should have brought it up. There are these really pretty packaging. They're kind of these neutral color. Salt and Stone is the brand. And they, I kind of think they're known for like their deodorant. So they're a non-aluminum deodorant. Doesn't say it's an antiperspirant. That's why I'm always like, and I've tried natural deodorants and it's like, you know, especially in the summer, you're like, I don't know about that. But I finally gave in and I got, because they had a sampler set, because that's my other problem too, is I couldn't decide what scent I wanted, and I'm very picky about scents. I feel like I'm probably picky. So I didn't want to buy like a whole big one and then be like, Then I'm like, I don't really love that. So I was like, let me get the sampler kit. It came with four different scents, and there's a good amount. So these are going to be great for travel. I mean, just amazing. Four different scents in there. So I got to try them on. I love them.
Okay.
I love them. I went and ordered the body mist sample pack again, because it was like $40 for like four good sized tubes of the fragrances, you know. They are so good. I don't know how to, they're the most wonderful scents. The ones that I like the best so far are the Santal and Vetiver, which, you know, you're getting into like sandalwood, you know, this time of year. They have a bergamot and hinoki, which that one's a little more summery, wonderful. And then the saffron and cedar. They're just like woodsy, maybe a little masculine, but not too much. I don't know how to describe them, but if you are at a store somewhere and you can smell them or whatnot, I have been so surprised at how well the deodorant has done in terms of even my sweat. I can smell it, and I smell amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So there you go. That was a big surprise to me.
Better than in the past, huh?
I can only get better. It can only get better. But I was really surprised by that. So there you go.
It's a good top three.
Something for your face, something for your pits. You know, in fact, I want to go. There's a new scent that just came out that I'm going to have to go. I think it's like pear, amber, something. I don't know. I know. So I'll let you know. But that's it for this week, guys.
Y'all, I'm going to go collapse now.
She's going to go collapse. Go talk to your husband about our, I see that it's not up on the website. So I will go look too from last week and go poke him up and see if he's got a minute. But you guys, we'll get it figured out. Never fear. Hope you have a great weekend. And until next time, goodbye, Patch.
See you, Pellet. No, I'm Pellet, you're Patch.
Oh, did I call you Patch?
Call me Patch.
Oh, you guys, screwed up. All right, try it again.
Patch.
Goodbye, Pellet. I'm so sorry. I forgot all about your Pellet. Please forgive me.
Yep. All right.
All right. Talk to you later, alligator.
Bye.
What was that for?
I don't know. Just
it's because you had the day off today and you're excited.
I did. Well, it kind of. I had the day off from school.
Okay.
The day off from life.
I got. Darn it.